Have you been experiencing a season of heaviness, of working through lots of emotions and not really always knowing where it's coming from? In today's episode, I am addressing what this season has held for me personally and how we are feeling as a collective, things shifting and moving, and how that impacts our mind and body. Are you in a season where you're longing for more, desiring inner peace, hoping for more authenticity in relationships? Perhaps you're feeling unsettled inside, like you know that God is calling you deeper, higher, and further than you've ever gone before. You are ready for change, and it's time for something to shift. But what is it? What's been missing? My name is Amber Todd. I am a Christian counselor, and I believe that you were never meant to live a disconnected, segmented life. You were created for connection, deep, authentic, healing connection. First, within yourself, because your mental, physical, and spiritual health is interconnected. This is why I love collaborating with doctors and like-minded holistic practitioners who honor God's design for our whole being to function and operate in harmony. Life Interconnected Podcast is an intentional space you can come to every week to receive encouragement, hope, and a fresh perspective on your internal world so that you better understand your thoughts and emotions and how to live a connected life. Join this movement of mindful believers who desire to grow in our faith and cultivate a holistic approach to health and wellness. Subscribe to the podcast today and share it with your friends. Welcome to Life Interconnected. Well, I hope you had a wonderful Easter with your family. He is risen. Amen. I know this last few weeks has been full of a roller coaster of emotions for me personally and for my family, and I also believe for the collective. You know, it is spring. It's a season of new birth and trees blooming and birds chirping. The sun was out yesterday. It just felt so good to be outside. And I don't know where you are listening from, but in Fort Wayne, Indiana, it has felt like the winter has just drug on for so long. And, you know, we tend to get teased where we get little snippet previews of spring, and then sometimes it's really chilly or it randomly snows. And it's just felt like that. It's felt symbolic of a lot of things that I'm sensing and perceiving, both in the natural and the spiritual realm. And that's what I want to talk about today. Today, I'm going to be vulnerable. I'm going to share, you know, what I've been processing personally, and also just give you some language if this resonates with you, if you're someone who's been feeling some heaviness and some things shifting and happening in the unseen realm. I want to give you some language for that. So, you know, when a season is different than expected, as I've been pivoting and adjusting to the weather and anticipating warmer weather and full spring and summer, it's been interesting just trying to navigate that internally and then also even in our home. Like, I had turned our heat off for a few days, and then I was really cold when I woke up yesterday and turned it back on. And so it's like, how do we internally and practically respond when things are always shifting and changing, right? You know, this is supposed to be a season, and the spring is typically a season of creativity. The Holy Spirit is the author of creativity. Usually this time of year, I'm creating a new program. I'm writing curriculum. I'm dreaming up my next project. But I have just felt the opposite. Every time I sit down to create something new, like everything in my system, in my mind, my body, my spirit is like, nope, not right now. And, you know, I'm a dreamer, so I always have things that I'm dreaming up with God and thinking about, praying through, planning for. But this season has just felt like a season of sitting in the thick of it. And I've shared in the last few episodes about, for me personally, this has been really a spiritual pregnancy the last 3 or 4 years. And I give the analogy of feeling like every time I think I'm like about done, it's about time for birth and for labor. I feel like I've been in spiritual labor for at least 6 months. Every time I feel like I'm right on the cusp of like, okay, breakthrough, it feels like one more thing, one more, to be honest, hard thing, like a pressure cooker, squeezing like the funnel of a tire, fire, squeezing everything out of me that does not belong in the next season. You see, the things that got me to this season are sometimes the very things I need to let go of to get to the next season. And being someone who's continually pursuing personal growth and in counseling myself and has a lifelong learner mindset, sometimes the inner work just can become exhausting. And I shared with you at the beginning of season two how I've even shifted in my own personal counseling journey. I'm in a season of pursuing somatic IFS, which has just been so profound to really understand how my bodily wisdom and listening and leaning into the parts of me that are still holding pain or trauma or memories can be accessed through bodily wisdom, and then being able to process it cognitively and integrate it, right? This is all about life interconnected. We can't segment and compartmentalize our healing, but we can go into different doors of our healing depending on the season we're in. And I've been in a season of really understanding my body on a deeper level, understanding how my body holds and stores things and what my body is speaking. And to be honest, with how I'm wired, sometimes this can just be really intense. And here's what I mean. You know, I am an empath, so that just means I feel what other people feel. Like I get in a room and I can feel heaviness or depression or insecurity. Like I just sense it. I pick up on subtle little cues that other people don't notice. It's almost, you know, my clients will say sometimes they feel like I'm just reading their thoughts. Like I can just feel what other people feel. So that's being an empath. I'm a highly sensitive person. I sense not just what people are feeling emotionally, but I also sense things on a larger scale. In spiritual language, I believe this is being prophetic. This is being able to sense the spiritual realm and the atmosphere. So not just people stuff, but now you're talking about like a spiritual realm. You're talking about sensing and perceiving what's happening in spiritual warfare, what's happening in our community, in our nation. It's intense. I mean, anyone who reads the news can know that cognitively, but like I feel it physically sometimes to the point where I just have like deep fatigue and I just have to slow down because I'm just feeling it so deeply. And so as I say all the time in the podcast, you know, your emotions are a problem. Your emotions are messengers, and God has given us this circuitry. He's given us spiritual circuitry and emotional circuitry to see and perceive things that are in the unseen realm. And so when you are wired like this, those of you who can relate to what I'm saying, when you are wired with all of this perception input coming in all the time, sometimes the challenge of that is to then discern what is mine to hold. What is my stuff? What are my issues? What do I need to process? And what am I feeling on behalf of the heart of the Father? And those things that I'm feeling on behalf of the heart of God are the very things I need to bring before Him in intercession, in prayer, and in surrender. But when you don't know what's yours and what's His, it can be very confusing. It can be very overwhelming. It can bog you down. And I've been working through that in this season. It's been a hard season for me. I've had to address some really difficult situations that took a lot of my time and emotional energy. I've had to have some hard confrontation conversations. I have had to surrender my idea and expectation of what I thought things would look like and be willing to pivot to stay in step with the Spirit. I've wrestled with God in that. Again, when we know God has called us somewhere, and I have spoken about this before, when we know God has called us and we take steps of faith, we often assume that it's going to look like what we originally thought, right? What he originally revealed to us. But the more I'm in this journey, the more it's like step by step, trusting him. And when things don't turn out the way I thought they would, I have to trust that he's working it together for my good. I have to trust that there's something in it that he has for me, that maybe he's doing a deeper work in me than I even thought I needed, right? I keep telling you, I think I'm ready. I'm ready for birth. And God's like, nope, I'm doing this deeper work. And I keep having this picture, and this is what I'm sensing this week and the reason I wanted to share this week, you know, with the solar eclipse happening and with all the things that are shifting literally in our universe, right? God created the planets. The planets aren't weird. The stars aren't weird. The moon's not weird. These are things that God created. And so, you know, you ask, I mean, I working at a birth center and with OBs, ask any OB, you know, what happens on the new moon? Like so many more women go into labor. Okay. That's not something they make up. This literally is a thing. There's something energetically that happens when things are shifting in creation. So now you have this huge shift happening with this, with the solar eclipse and all the planets coming into alignment. And man, I just feel it so deeply to the point where it's been disorienting. It's been discombobulating. I felt really intense emotions. I have felt, honestly, probably 1 or 2 weeks a month, just not feeling like myself. And again, that can be hormonal. That could be spiritual. Is it physical? All these things we talk about in the podcast, right? How do you know what it is? Well, I'm on this journey right now to address the way I've been feeling from these different lenses. And I wanted to share this with you because this is really the whole heart of Life Interconnected, is that it's not just one thing, right? We often want to scapegoat, oh, it's just my emotions. My emotions are out of control. Or, oh, I'm just moody because of my period. Or, oh, I'm just, you know, overwhelmed because of this. But what if it all interconnects? Like, what if it doesn't have to be just one thing? And here's kind of my systematic approach when I'm going through this personally, when I'm not feeling like myself, or when I'm feeling heaviness, or when I'm feeling off. I go through each area of my being and process and reflect, what do I need to yield? What do I need to surrender? What is God showing me? How am I wired? How can I support how I was designed? And so I do start, I mean, the physical is a really practical, easy way to start. I do feel like I have hormonal imbalance, and I've done the hormone reset. Those of you who listen to the episodes with Dr. Gordon and Dr. Rhodes, super helpful if you have questions about hormone stuff, because they're two friends that I go to often with questions. I think hormonal imbalance, just that phrase, I'm just processing out loud with you. I often think we as women can carry shame with that, because often quote unquote imbalance comes with like irritability, rage, depression, sadness. And we think, what's wrong with me? But really, I think our hormones become imbalanced because there's other things that we're not processing or that are overloading our system. And so, for example, cortisol, stress, is one of the biggest factors in throwing our system out of whack, right? We all know that a lot of chronic illnesses are caused by stress, that, you know, the mind is powerful. And if we are perceiving that we're on overload, if the demand of life is more than our capacity to manage it, that's a definition of stress, everything becomes imbalanced. And so I could zone in on, okay, I feel like my progesterone's low during certain points of my cycle. How can I supplement progesterone? But if I'm not considering the bigger picture of what's going on with stress, how am I handling stress? Am I overcommitting? Is my schedule too full? Am I giving too much? Right? If I'm not balancing those things, I can often scapegoat it to one factor. However, you have to start somewhere. This is one thing that I love about Dr. Molly Harmon, my friend who I collaborate with and share an office space. She was also one of my first guests on the podcast. She's an incredible naturopathic doctor. And when you see Dr. Harmon, well, first of all, she spends 90 minutes with you the first time you meet with her. But she loves to look at the big picture of the pillars of health, right? And this is, I think, a gift of naturopathic doctors, is she'll take one step at a time to figure out what is impacting your system so that she knows the cause. Instead of having you try 10 new things, she has you focus on one. And first of all, that's way less overwhelming. And second of all, it makes sense, right? But we can get impatient. We can want the healing and the breakthrough now, and we can want to do it all, which is my personality. And so I'm trying to slow down and figure out, okay, what does my system need next that feels feasible and doable in this season of life? And so for me, I am really focusing on those two things, on hormone balance and bringing down my stress level. Now, you know, Nate and I have been in a big season of transition. I've shared, we've been moving into our new office. It's beautiful. We love it. It's such a gift to be working together as husband and wife. And that's a big transition for our family. We've been in a season where I've been working more and Nate's been home with the kids more. And now he's starting to work and do coaching, and he does somatic breath work. And so as he is meeting with clients, you know, we're reorienting as a family, so that any type of transition, even if it's good, is perceived as stress by your body, by your system. So it's the communication, it's the expectations, it's the planning, it's the, you know, processing, supporting the kids, right? All of the things that happen in a transition do affect your system. And then also the other thing I want to name that I've been sensing in heaviness is just the feeling of the collective. And I know I mentioned this, but I watch the news or follow certain Instagram accounts, and it's like, man, there's just a lot happening in our world that feels heavy and dark. And I go in between wanting to just totally disconnect and not like expose myself to it. And then I go into like, oh my goodness, I need to protect myself and prepare. And how do you navigate it all, especially when you have young kids? It's a lot. So I'm just feeling things in the collective. I'm feeling just collective heaviness. And I think in addition to, you know, feeling things in our world that feel heavy, I also feel like generational patterns resurfacing for the purpose of being healed. Now, those of you who listened to my family story, I shared more about what happened to my grandmother and the tragedy of her life ending. And we're coming upon the anniversary of that, which is April 20th. And that's the day that I launched my podcast, really as a prophetic declaration of reclaiming her voice and the voice that God has given me, and sharing the message that he's put in my heart with the world. And so as we approach that anniversary every year, it's like, oh, I feel the grief, I feel the pain, I feel her pain. I mean, we feel the pain and suffer the sin of four generations, right? And I've shared in season one, if you haven't heard any of that, I shared about what that's felt like for me physiologically, mentally, emotionally, the breakthroughs I've had, the release I've had. And so I'm feeling that. I'm acknowledging that. I know that's there. I'm sitting with it, right? So all these things have led to my system just really slowing me down in a lot of ways. And as much as my heart, my spirit want to launch into something new, I'm just sitting in it for as long as I need to, as deep as I need to. Which is hard to say out loud, because I already feel like I'm like, Lord, I've done a lot of deep work. Like I've been through this healing journey for a long time. I'm like, how can we go deeper? But the things that God is showing me have been just blowing my mind, and not just in me personally, but for Nate and I. Like, there's just a lot of ways that he is exposing and revealing even deeper layers of healing for us, like as husband and wife. just redeeming and addressing patterns from early marriage and things that have not and are not serving us. And again, that reorientation. We've already been through this several times. We've been through a lot of seasons of reorientation as husband and wife, from when he was diagnosed with bone cancer and had surgery 2 years into marriage to, you know, me becoming a stay-at-home mom for a season, and then me starting to work, and then him being a stay-at-home dad, and now us working together. Like, those are all massive shifts in relational dynamics. And anytime you have a shift or reorientation of maybe one of you experiences a massive growth and breakthrough, maybe there's a new job, maybe it's a new season as a family, it's a reorientation. And instead of thinking it's me versus you or what's wrong with us or why is this conflict happening, it's like, goodness, our systems are trying to reorient. And so let's look at it as a gift. It's a gift to grow together with your spouse. It's a gift to have your weaknesses exposed. Things I've been able to hide in previous seasons can no longer hide. Even if it wasn't intentional, it was subconscious. It needs to come out to be healed. And so when we're in a season of transition, it's a natural time for those things to come to the surface for healing. So that's what we've been experiencing. It's a lot. And yet deep down, Nate and I both know it's a gift. And we hold two things. You hear me say often, two things can be true. That we're things are shifting and we're feeling the heaviness and sometimes the hardness of that. And it also feels really hopeful and exciting, and that we're on the precipice of new levels of depth of healing and new levels of intimacy, which is such a beautiful thing. And so keep pressing in. My biggest encouragement to you today is if any of this is resonating with you, if you've been feeling things shifting, if you've been feeling any sort of heaviness, anxiety, depression, overwhelm, really let's shift away from what's wrong with me. Like, what do I need to fix about myself? Let's lean into what's going on with the collective. What is God exposing? What does he want to bring deeper healing to? Let's feel the heart of the Father for those around us. We can sense the shifts happening in the spiritual realm. So the big idea for today is based on these three main points. Emotional or spiritual heaviness can be a result of, one, it's a call to repentance, personal repentance. Sometimes we're feeling the heaviness because it's a conviction. It's things being exposed. God is calling us to deeper levels of surrender, deeper levels of repentance, and deeper levels of healing personally. Point number two, emotional or spiritual heaviness can be a call to intercession, because you're feeling the heart of the Father. You're feeling God's heart for those in front of you and those around you. And so he's calling you to pray for them, to release things, to intercede on their behalf. And point number three, emotional or spiritual heaviness can also be an invitation to a collective awakening, a collective expansion of consciousness. You know, I've thought about this often as I watch, I follow several accounts of dads who are mindful parents. They're super present. They're raising their kids along with their wife. And that's a collective shift of consciousness. Because if we looked at fatherhood, even just 50 years ago, that wasn't the case. And so there's a collective shift in fathers being engaged and awakened and mindful about how they're parenting their children and being present in their homes. That's a collective shift. So when you're feeling heaviness and tension, sometimes it's actually this invitation to a collective awakening happening around you. Especially if you are a prophetic, apostolic, you're seeing it also in the spiritual realm. So you're feeling it on multiple realms. And I also just want to share authentically from where I am. And the things I share with you on this podcast are things I'm learning with you through the Holy Spirit. And so I love hearing from you. And I also would appreciate your prayer, because it's been intense, and I'm in the intense season. So I personally would appreciate your prayer. If you're a listener on the podcast, and if my words or anything I've shared has been an encouragement to you, please pray for me this week. It would mean a lot. The big idea for today, you know, empaths feel deeply. We experience emotions beyond what are really ours to experience. Sometimes we're sensing things in the spiritual realm. Sometimes we're feeling things on behalf of the collective. Our physiological bodies sometimes are taking a toll of everything we're perceiving and happening. And I believe that if we can shift to feeling things on behalf of the heart of the Father, it's less overwhelming. It's more empowering to just come before Papa's lap, to sit with him in surrender and trust and asking him for wisdom through the Holy Spirit. Here's what I want you to reflect on this week. What have you been feeling and sensing? What is yours to hold and to process, to release? And what do you need to surrender to God? I want to give you one last update. As I mentioned, you know, we're coming upon the 1-year anniversary of the Life Interconnected podcast. It's been such a fun journey, and I'm so honored to be with you in these 2 seasons, over 40 episodes, thousands of listeners. If you are not on my email list, I want you to go right now to lifeinterconnected.com/connect. lifeinterconnected.com/connect. Drop your name and email in there. I'm going to be sharing some more updates with my email list and some exciting opportunities as God leads me. And I'd love for you to be on that list. Thanks so much for being with me today. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for sharing this space with me today. You are loved, valued, and important. If this episode impacted you, I invite you to share it with your community. I would love to hear your takeaways. So take a screenshot, type your aha moment, and tag me at Life Interconnected so that others can be encouraged too. Thank you for being a part of this mindful movement of believers. Let's live intentionally as God designed our lives to be interconnected. I will see you next week.